Okay, we'll go ahead and get started since we're in a hurry. Would you first for me tell me your name and where you're from and the position that you hold?
Yes, my name is Ursula Haller. I'm the vice mayor of the city of Thun, and I am also a member of the National Parliament of Switzerland.
Great. We have the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists here. You told us a little bit about the city of Thun. I think it would be nice if you would just give us a little background about the city and the location we're in.
Yes, we are in the city hall, in the old city hall, over 500 years old. We are with 42,000 people. We are the 11th largest city of Switzerland, a very famous military training place, but also very, very well known because of the Alps, Eiger, Mönch, Jungfrau, I would say the most famous mountains all over the world. We have a magnificent region with the Lake of Thun, with water quality, as well as the Munich drinking water we have in the Lake of Thun. I would say it's one of the most charming cities in Switzerland.
Well, I've only been here for a few, not even an hour or so yet. But just a week ago, this city had a very serious weather problem.
Yes.
Can you describe that?
Yes, we had an overflowing of the lake and also of the river named the Aare. And we have hundreds of houses are filled with water. We had great, great problems. And also today we have families, they have no electricity for the moment. They have no possibility to be in the first floor of their houses. But now we have begun to, I don't know the word in English,
to drain the water,
exactly. And I hope in 2-3 weeks everything will be okay again.
So how much rain did you have?
I don't know, but I can tell you we never had before such a great overflowing. In 1999, we had also a great overflowing of the lake, but there were 400 houses, and now we have 800 houses overflowed. And very also furnishing is absolutely fully destroyed.
Now, agriculture is important also in the area, and did that flooding have an impact on the farms around here?
Yes, of course. We have in the regions, we have many farms, and also they have been destroyed. You have certainly the possibility to see tomorrow in the valleys. We have some villages with farms. Everything is destroyed. It's very sad. It's very, very sad, yes.
Kind of sounds like back in the United States, we had the Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, yes.
And did a lot of flooding. But you had your version of that going on here.
For our small country, it's even the same as for Katrina in the United States. But I have to say, in Switzerland, we have everybody is insured. What's the name? When you have problems, you have a firm which will pay the destroyed furnishing. So it's not so a great catastrophe as in other countries where they have nothing which will be paid from a firm, yes.
So what else would you say to agricultural journalists who could not attend about your beautiful city, at least what little I've seen? It just looks gorgeous, and obviously better than a week ago with all the flooding. But we're glad to be here, and any other message for people?
Yes, I would say, of course, Switzerland is well known as a touristic destination. Also, Thun, where we are, actually, is a very famous touristic destination. We have a high quality of life, and I think to be a tourist, you have to come to Switzerland. You have to visit with the very famous castle from the 1190, over 800 years old. It's a very impressive country. I hope to see you again.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Uh-huh.